At Stonebrook Community Church, we are finding gospel hope in God's Word with God's family. As you revisit this week's Sunday school lesson with your family, we pray you all draw encouragement from God's Word together.
Hi, I'm Allison, and I'm here to share with you a brief excerpt from the Gospel Project curriculum, which was written and published by Lifeway Christian Resources, used here with permission. The lesson covers Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5. Feel free to hit pause and read Matthew 9, Mark 2, and Luke 5 together as a family. Otherwise, we're going to dive right in. Jesus forgives and heals. Jesus posed an intriguing question in today's passage. Which is easier? To say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven, or to say, get up, take your mat, and walk. We're presented with quite a few crises in the story. A man suffering from paralysis was carried into Jesus' presence by his friends. The house was too crowded to allow new guests, and the Jewish leaders watched it all unfold with cynical hearts. It appeared to be a lose-lose situation from every angle. As Jesus kept teaching, the men devised a plan to get their friend to the healer, while the scribes and Pharisees continued to cry blasphemy in their hearts. Yet, Jesus was demonstrating this truth to every person involved. He alone has the power to forgive sin. In this scriptural account, we see Jesus' authority, his power, ability, and willingness to intervene in the lives of God's people through their faith. Though the religious leaders in the crowd were unable to see the state of the paralyzed man's heart, they could witness Christ's power to physically heal. When Jesus saw the friend's desperate, inventive, and faith-fueled means of bringing their friend to him, he extended forgiveness to the man. However, Jesus' forgiveness was viewed as an overstepping of authority. After all, the Jews knew that only God has the right to forgive sins. The scribes and Pharisees believed it would be more difficult for Jesus to forgive the man than to heal him. To prove his power to accomplish both, Jesus extended forgiveness in physical healing to the man in need. Jesus meets the needs of the humble and lowly. He recognized the faith of the men who took such a great risk to deliver their friend at his feet. They believed they could boldly approach the one with the power to heal. Parents, now that your family has reviewed the scriptures together, let's talk about it. As you listen, feel free to hit pause on this recording between each question so you can talk together. You can also look back at the email for the full list of questions as well as the parent resources. Our three family discussion questions for this week are: 1. Is sickness the result of sin in our lives? 2. Is Jesus' offer of forgiveness for everyone? 3. How can you share about the good news of Jesus with others? Our key passage for this unit is Matthew 5, verse 16. This would be a great passage for your family to memorize together. Matthew 5:16 says, "In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." Thanks for taking the time to be together in God's Word, and may you be encouraged by it this week. Join me again next week as we explore Jesus Chose Disciples, Mark 2 and 3, and Luke 6.